God bless you, Brother Melvin. I think I may have said that the last time when we talked in November, that it is that year is closing. Now we're in the last month of the year and coming up on one of the greatest holidays. I probably think it's the highest holiday that the Christian family can be a part of. Some said it was the birth of Christ at this time. Some says another time. However, we know it to be the time that he was born. We know that he was born. And I think that's the critical message. Then the second greatest holiday, of course, comes when we look at the Lord actually coming forth at 33 years old and putting on his flesh body and taking our sins and allowing them and claiming them as his own and letting us go free. And that's kind of how I see that. So with that thought in mind, today I want to talk about from the subject, there is a balm in Gilead that is able to heal the sin sick soul. I think it was Mahalia Jackson who sung that song. So with that thought, we're going to go to three scriptures and we'll close out. But with that, and before we can do anything that's worth anything, we need his power. So Father, in the precious name of Jesus, in the glorious name of Jesus, in the powerful name of Jesus, we come today to bring good news to anyone who will receive your word. And I thank you that you got a hold of me in an early age and caused me to know the truth about who you are, and I thank you for it. Bless us today as we speak concerning you being that balm in Gilead. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. We're happy today to be on your program, The Gospel for the Glory of Jesus, KRAJ 100.9 FM, a local radio station here in the Antelope Valley. And you're getting the word out. And we thank the Lord that you are spending that time to get the word out. Let's go to a couple of three scriptures that I want to use today. And maybe let's just start off all the way over in the Old Testament to the weeping prophet by the name of Jeremiah. Jeremiah chapter 8. And I'm going to look at verse 19. And it reads like this. Behold the voice of the cry of the daughters of my people, because of them that dwell in a far country. Is not the Lord in Zion? Is not her king in her? Why have they provoked me to anger with their graven images and with the strange vanities? And then Jeremiah go ahead and he makes this statement on behalf of the Lord. And I want to say this as we read these next two verses, that Jeremiah took the Lord's direction very personal, and so much so personal that they really became his own. So that's why he cried so much when he would see things. And so listen what it said in verse 20. The harvest is past. The summer is ended. And we are not saved. And that made him really tearful when he thought about that from the Jews and children of Israel. For the hurt of the daughters of my people, this is verse 21, am I hurt, And notice how he puts this, I am black. Astonishment has taken hold on me. In other words, he was so distraught by what was going on among the Jews and the people of God until he said he was black. In other words, he was absolutely weeping. Now, here goes the question. Is there a balm in Gilead? Is there a physician there? Why then is not the health of the daughters of my people recovered? Is there a balm? In other words, Jeremiah is not really asking a question, but he's making a statement in the form of a question when he says, is not there a balm in Gilead? Well, he knew that there was. And he knew that that balm was to come forth in the form of the Lord Jesus. However, in this case, he was looking to God for that call. Now, let me see, can I go at this another direction as well? My life now, coming up on 85 years old, and looking back at it and seeing how many places that I fell short and did not make the grade in terms of what I was supposed to do for the Lord. But the Lord never stopped loving me. And that ought to get anybody. No matter how ugly you have been, God does not turn his back on you. Now, we turn our back on him, but he does not turn his back on us. And so he is everything that we need to heal our sin-sick soul or any other problem that we might come upon. Now, I was watching the other night the election down in Alabama, and I was looking at our president. And by the way, folks, I don't worry about what anybody thinks about my politics. But if I only have somebody who is really out there for the Lord, then I can't support him. So I saw our president right out there pushing for a guy who has all kind of stuff against him as being how he has handled women. But we saw how that turned out. And we find out by the statement of many in Alabama that they said that if the Lord is in it, can't nobody stop it. So the question then, is there a balm in Gilead, was not a question in the sense of a question, but was a statement in the form of a question. Jeremiah recognized the fact that God was there. He recognized that not only is God a balm for the people of Gilead and even for the Gentile, but he also recognized, he said, is there a physician there? Well, you and I know that one of the things that a doctor does, he may not give you any medicine, but he writes a prescription for us. And we go to the drugstore to get it, the drugstore, wherever they dispense the medicine that he has recommended, and we pick up the medicine that we need. So there, east of Gilead, east of the Jordan River, grew plants that were known as a balm, which were medicated. Well, these medications that Jeremiah was referring to was not just a plant, but now he's talking about the plant in terms of who God really is to us. So whatever you need in this life, be it a doctor, be it a friend, be it money, be it a husband, a wife, whatever you need, God's got it. And so what he's saying, there is a balm in Gilead. And I totally agree with that. Now, I want to take that further to look at who and what this bomb is. Now I'm going to take you to the book. I want to take you to the book of Luke, the second chapter. So I'd like for you to look at Luke chapter 2 with me. And we're going to start at somewhere around verse 25. Now remember, we just gave you the background coming from the Old Testament scripture. But you and I know that Jeremiah wrote a whole lot of his book dedicated to the gospel of Christ. He didn't call it the gospel because it was not time for that particular gospel to come out. But somehow or the other, it showed us the way. When he asked the question, is not there a bomb in Gilead? Let's see what that is. Now, Luke chapter 2 talks about this bomb that was born in Bethlehem of Judea. Now, this will mess with your heart if you really look at the scripture for what God is speaking to us. Verse 25. And behold, there was a man named in Jerusalem whose name was Simeon. And the same man was just and devout, waiting for the consolation of Israel, and the Holy Ghost was up on him. And it was revealed unto him by the Holy Spirit that he should not see death before he had seen the Lord Jesus. And verse 27, and he came by the Spirit, notice he was led by the Spirit, into the temple when the parents brought in the child Jesus to do for him after the customs of the law. Then took he, taking Jesus, up in his arms and blessed God and said, Lord, now lettest thy servant depart in peace according to thy word. For my eyes have seen thy salvation. And allow me to say in verse 30, that salvation was the bomb that was in Galilee, not in just Gilead. Verse 31, which thou hast prepared before the face of all people, a light to the Gentiles and the glory of the people Israel. And Joseph and his mother marvel at these things which were spoken unto him. Now watch verse 34. And Simeon blessed them and said unto Mary, his mother, behold, this child is set for the fall and the rising again of many in Israel, and for a sign which shall be spoken again. Well, let's take a look at that, brothers and sisters. I hope you can see the correlation that I'm making here between the bomb in Gilead that Jeremiah spoke of and the bomb in Galilee, which Simeon spoke of, which is the answer, oh my God, the answer to the question and the statement that Jeremiah made over in the book of Jeremiah. So when Simeon came, he had said to the Lord, in fact, I kind of think he made a deal with the Lord when he said, I just want you to lie, don't take me home, even though I'm an old man, but don't take me until I see with my own eyes the living Savior that is born to save the whole world. That bomb in Gilead. Well, the bomb in Gilead could only go so far, but the one in Galilee can go all the way. I'd like to take you now to a further scripture as we move along swiftly with the word. And I'd like to take you to 2 Corinthians chapter 5. And I'm going to start with verse 17. Verse 17. Are you all reading with me, unless you're driving your car? If you're driving your car, don't fool with trying to read. Just listen up and read it when you get home. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away, and behold, all things are become new. Well, what are you saying, Preacher Henry? Well, what I'm really saying is there is a bum in Galilee that was born and raised there, but went to Calvary, took our sins, and died for them, that what if we believe his finished work that he did on Calvary, he is able to deliver us eternally from hell. Now watch verse 18. And all things are of God, who has reconciled us unto himself by Jesus Christ, and has given to us the ministry of reconciliation. Now listen at how Paul said this. That God, who has reconciled us, in other words, he brought forth this bum from Gilead that's spoken of all through the Old Testament, Isaiah, Jeremiah, Ezekiel, Daniel, Hosea, all of them spoke about him way back under the Old Covenant. And now here he is being born in Galilee on Christmas. And grant you, I don't recognize the date, and we recognize that somewhere between November and March is when Jesus was born. But the bottom line is, he was born. And God sent him on his behalf, and he took our sins, and now God is reconciling or bringing us back to himself by the bum that was born in Galilee or in Bethlehem of Judea. Verse 19, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing, listen to this, not imputing their sins or trespasses unto them, and has committed unto us the word of reconciliation. In other words, brothers and sisters, listen to this. It don't make any difference how bad we've been. It don't make any difference what we've done against ourselves and against anyone else. If we come to him and confess our sin and trust him, he will, without a doubt, forgive us and continue to love us. And he loves us no matter what. And I'm so thankful today, as we began to bring this message to a close, that the Lord Jesus is everything that we need. But only by faith can we have him. If you don't have faith to believe that he was born in Bethlehem of Judea, if you don't have faith to believe that he grew up with his father and mother, if you don't have the faith to believe that he grew to be 33 years old, if you don't have the faith to believe that when he was 30 years old, that he came forth and took the mantle and created by turning water to wine, the attention of the people to himself. And when they began to find out, everybody came to him from all kind of direction. But every time he spoke saying that I will take their sins and I will go to Calvary. And when he was 33 years old, he did just that. God bless you today. And I hope that you will have a Merry Christmas, and the only way you can have a Merry Christmas is to believe Jesus. You can have all the money you want. You can give all the gifts you want to anyone you want to give them to. But you cannot have Christ without having faith and trusting him. Father, we come to you today thanking you for the opportunity to share these few scattered words out to those who will receive them and let them know that there is a balm in Gilead that is good for the healing of the sin-sick soul. Thank you for it, and bless us. Bless every man, woman, boy, and girl, that they may know that you are a real God and that you love us in spite of our sin and in spite of our ugliness. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I'd like to also invite you to come by the Living Stone Cathedral of Worship, which is located at 37721 North 100th Street in Sun Village or Little Rock, California. And our services start at 10 o'clock. Our pastor brings a wonderful message every Sunday. Pastor Rodney Rivers, who is also my pastor, since I've retired as senior pastor of the Living Stone. Also, we'd like to have you to put on your calendar right now that on the 14th of January, 4 o'clock, at 750 West Lancaster Boulevard, we will be putting on a program honoring Dr. Martin Luther King on Justice Sunday. The Antelope Valley High School and the Highland High School will come together to present that particular program. That is January 14th, 4 o'clock, at the Lancaster Performing Arts Center.